Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The One to Trust. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, rather than depending on your own understanding. Across the years, I've used Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 over and over. Verse 6 says, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." But it begins by trusting in the Lord. Not only trusting in the Lord, but it means to trust the Lord with all of our heart. And trust him rather than trying to depend upon how we can understand what God has in store for us. Faith is very difficult to come by. It's letting go of what we think is the right way and seeking to know God's will for a particular situation. How do we know God's will for a particular situation in life? It's not a drawing a straw or flipping a coin. It's learning to trust in the Lord by searching and seeking and spending time in his word and in prayer, meditating upon the fact that the Lord knows tomorrow as well as he knows today and also in the past. We have limited knowledge, but God has perfect knowledge, and he is the one we can trust. We cannot trust ourselves. We cannot trust those around us. We can trust the Lord always. How do we do that? We spend time in his word. We feast upon his word. We begin the day in the word. We end the day in the word. During the night, we take a passage of scripture that we have memorized. It might be just a very short passage of scripture, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him shall not perish but have everlasting life." And we think, wow, this is great. God loves us so much that he died for us, that we can spend our eternity with him. That means to trust in the one who is trustworthy. During the time of election, there are many campaign promises, but sadly, the promises that politicians often make are never fulfilled. They are more often than not forgotten. But with God, we can always turn to him, knowing that he is one we can trust. When God says it, we can take it to the bank. We can rely upon it. He is the one to trust. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we have someone that we can turn to in the time of need who is always there. Thank you for being there for us, Lord. When we have forgotten you, you have never forgotten us. And when we finally come to our senses and realize the things of this world never satisfy, you have been waiting all the time. There you are, waiting for us to come home. You are the one we can trust. Thank you for being that one we can trust, Lord. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.